Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Could Mitt Romney finally be on his way to securing the Republican presidential nomination? That's the question hotly discussed in political circles from coast to coast. But for Romney, the campaign fight continues. Fresh off his triple victories in Maryland, Wisconsin, and the District of Columbia this week, Romney is campaigning in Pennsylvania, the next big prize. We asked our political team what Romney's mounting victories mean, Republican analyst Todd Domke and Democrat Dan Payne. First, Dan, on whether Romney is now the de facto GOP nominee.
Yes, he is. But he has to walk a fine line for the next several months. If he moves too far to the center, if he etch-a-sketches his way into the middle, then he'll have problems again with conservatives.
I agree with Dan that he can't act like the presumptuous nominee. He has to act like the presumptive nominee, confident but not arrogant, and he does seem unstoppable. But Rick Santorum probably hopes that, as we've seen time after time earlier in this process, that Romney will commit some terrible gaffe and suddenly seem vulnerable again, and conservatives will rally around him. But at this point, he seems more delusional than a serious threat.
It seems inevitable that Santorum's going to stay in at least until his home state, Pennsylvania, primary later this month. But I see that the latest polls there even have Romney ahead of Santorum in Pennsylvania. So if you're Rick Santorum at this moment, what are you playing for? A possible vice presidential nod?
He would like to end up as the clear second, as the runner-up to Romney, no question about it, because if Romney then loses in 2012, Santorum probably hopes to run himself again in 2016.
You know, the Republican Party is a take-your-turn party, and it would be his turn to run in 2016, just as it was Romney's turn to run this time.
Neither of you mentioned Rick Santorum as a vice presidential nominee under Romney, so let me open the question up further. Who do you think Romney's going to go after as a running mate?
Yeah, I don't think Romney will be considering Rick Santorum, who, after all, has basically said Romney is a liar without any core convictions. Romney will be torn between being very risk-averse and picking someone like Rob Portman, the Ohio senator, who has great experience in the federal government and who's very safe, or someone like Marco Rubio, who, you know, is fairly new as a senator from Florida, but very telegenic, very articulate. He will also consider Paul Ryan, despite the controversy that would generate.
Regarding Congressman Ryan's controversial federal budget plan with its deep cuts in social programs, its Medicare overhaul, Obama called the package social Darwinism and a radical vision that will deepen inequality in America. On the other hand, Mitt Romney praised the budget plan and defended Congressman Ryan, saying, unlike this president, he has the courage, Ryan has the courage to offer serious solutions to the problems we face. What do you think this skirmish says about the full campaign that we're going to experience probably between these two men, President Obama and Mitt Romney?
I think it's going to be sharp. It's going to be frequently critical. Each of them, in a weird way, is trying to make the general election a referendum on the other. So it's going to be a contest over the individuals and their trustworthiness and their ability to deliver on what they say on the campaign trail.
I think that's right. Liberal Democrats aren't that enthusiastic about Obama because he didn't really live up to the expectations of hope and change. And conversely, the Republicans aren't thrilled with Mitt Romney. So we're going to see a fight where the only way Romney can win is to really offer a more positive vision with specific solutions that convince people that he really knows how to rejuvenate the economy.
And, you know, Romney never did that in the primary. He was never able to say positively what he would do as president. Romney had millions of dollars to spend on TV commercials, and he did not use that money to promote his own candidacy.
No,
he used it overwhelmingly to attack his opponent.
That's true, and it shows up in his unfavorables. When you look back at other presidential contenders, he's in a terribly weak position with high unfavorables because he did just go negative. and he's got a lot of work to do for the general.
But some would argue that the signs are there, that it's not an impossible climb. We have firm $4 a gallon gasoline now, and there was something about what happened last week with that huge national lottery thing. There were just millions of people buying lottery tickets before the big drawing was held. And many people believe what drove those folks to the lottery lines was the feeling that there's no way out of their personal economic morass other than some sort of miracle.
Obama definitely has an opponent in this race that's serious, and that opponent is the economy. That includes gas prices, unemployment, housing starts, and foreclosures. These are all factors in his reelection, and if he can't figure out how to deal with these things, then he's going to have a hard time. And that doesn't have really anything to do with Romney. It simply is the conditions in the country.
If you look at Obama's numbers, you see, you know, he's under 50%, which is shows real weakness for an incumbent president. And again, it's mostly the economic reasons, as Dan cites. So he's very vulnerable. It's just that Romney is so weak that what he went through in this Republican process was so debilitating that he is farther behind than you would think.
So, Todd, you're saying it's hopeless or not hopeless for Romney?
I think Romney still has a good chance to pull this out, not so much because of his strengths, but because of Obama's weaknesses. People really still feel quite dispirited about this economy. If he offers a plan that sounds convincing as to restoring American confidence and getting the economy going at a better clip, I think he could pull this out.
Romney does not have a substantive case against Barack Obama. And what happened in the primaries is that the core of his argument was Bain Capital. I created jobs. Well, that got destroyed and hurt him badly.
I think people will look much more at the macroeconomy than at Bain Capital in past years. They want to know, how will this affect me directly?
Todd Domke, thanks for coming in.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Dan Payne, same to you.
Always glad to help.
Those were WBUR's political analysts, Democratic consultant Dan Payne and Republican consultant Todd Domke.